Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So, our guests, Ron and Mark, talking about 20 to 30 minutes of missing time. Now, quite often when people report missing time, it's about they've been abducted by a UFO, or what they think is a UFO, and that involves the duration. But here it's a lot shorter. Usually those are a couple of hours or more.
For me, there was no sense of being abducted. It was a feeling like we're lost and this isn't good. So it was quite strange for everybody. So basically it takes 30 minutes to get from the main road to the ranch. And after wandering around like that for a long time, we arrived, we met at where the road switches to the dirt. We all got in one vehicle. And we were supposed to get there at 7:30, according to the normal time it takes to get there. And we arrived at 7:30 after being lost for quite some time. I have no idea how to explain that.
Well, if we're going to look at the devil's advocate approach, people do get lost. And if it's at night and you're tired and you're not on the major transportation areas, so there's not a lot of traffic around, I could see where something like this might happen.
Getting lost was not the issue, although it was kind of weird because the guy who was guiding us had been along that road many times. How was it after we could see how we wandered around on these back roads in the National Forest there. How was it took no time to do that? That's the issue. It took us only 30 minutes from the time we met and to the time we arrived at the ranch.
I've seen this type of phenomena associated with, you know, all kinds of different things, from UFOs to cryptids, and there does seem to be at times some kind of manipulation of time.
A lot of people have the experience, say, of traveling somewhere. My cousin Tom's experience comes to mind. He was traveling from Sioux City, Iowa to Omaha, Nebraska. It's about 100 miles, and I-25, you can make it in about an hour and 15 minutes faster if you really want to speed. The way he related it was he left Sioux City, Iowa. He passed the Floyd Monument, which is a large Washington Monument-type structure outside of Sioux City. And an hour later, he pulled into Omaha. And the way he explained it was, I have absolutely no knowledge of the drive from the Floyd Monument to the outskirts of Omaha. He said, it was like I was sleeping. And then I woke up and I was entering Omaha. So a lot of people have this kind of experience that has nothing to do with alien abduction, but does have something to do with some sort of weird time anomaly or a weird experience in the terms of their traveling.
What about some kind of hallucination you might have had, where you were lucky enough not to end up on the side of the road or off a cliff or something, depending on the terrain?
Yes.
So this kind of goes back to the way, you know, there are people that argue that time and space, as we normally sense it, as produced by our brain filter, is not an accurate representation of what time and space is. And, of course, If there are these precognitive experiences, which we in the flow state experience in a small way, and many people have precognitive dreams, and that suggests that in some way what we think time is, and of course the multiverse theory says that everything exists all the time in some way or another, and we're just sort of wandering around in some way that I don't quite comprehend. So if time is not the simple linear thing that we think it is all the time, then that's one of the roads to explaining what I just described, that time isn't what we think it is normally, or what our brain makes us think it is, because it's a good way to get the food we want to get.
I'm trying to follow up a question with that, Gene. Just a minute, I have to I have to get it put in my head properly. With this experience, do you think this could have been something that deliberately happened to you, or a byproduct of whatever is going on in that area? And because, I mean, you know, you're going in there with a, you know, positive state of mind, you know, you're under that influence.
Yes. I think it's possible. it certainly set us up for, like, weird stuff's going to happen tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, be prepared. I mean, I don't know how to explain it, actually. And the fact that, you know, we all had there was four of us, and we were all commenting on just how bizarre that was. You know, it wasn't like just me.
What about residual effects? I mean, not only with this instance, but in other cases that you know you've worked on, because there have been reports of the hitchhiker effect, where, you know, this stuff will follow you home for a period of time.
It seems to be a legitimate possibility. I was talking to Tom Winterton, you know, one of the people at Skinwalker Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
You know who he is. He's the guy, the local, who's got the cowboy hat.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, the stuff has been following him home and freaking him and his wife out. Whatever it is.
Well, and we see that with poltergeist hauntings as well, where it seems almost to be like a contagion, where somebody who is either has visited a house that are having these events, or even mundane things like getting a letter or, you know, a book from the house, then they'll find their own house is having the same experiences.
The poltergeist effect, as I understand it, is a phenomenon where there's some person that triggers these kinds of activities that they themselves aren't necessarily being affected, like the hitchhiker effect, but they're affecting other people, particularly objects and electronics that they have. There's something about them that brings that about. I mean, I think Paul Dirac, one of the great quantum physicists, Paul Dirac, was notorious for having the poltergeist effect. You know, the people wouldn't want him in their laboratory because he would screw up every piece of equipment that was electronics. So but he himself was like very cool. It wasn't bothering him, except people didn't like it.
Oh yeah, that's there's been quite a bit written about that. It got to the point where, you know, his fellow scientists didn't want him in their lab, because it seemed like every time that he would show up, then something would break unexpectedly.
Yeah, that's the poltergeist effect. Whereas the hitchhiker effect is actually impacting the carrier of it himself or his close relatives or something like that. Whereas in the case of the poltergeist thing, it's being emanated from them to something else. So it's a slightly different kind of phenomenon, as far as I can tell. Although I've experienced neither.
Now, the common opinion about poltergeists in the paranormal world was that a teenager in the household was undergoing puberty or something, and therefore had given up excess energy creating that effect. So our guests, Ron and Mark, will indeed be hanging out for the After the Paracast show. It's a premium podcast available strictly to subscribers at the Paracast Plus. So if you want to hear it, what you have to do is sign up. Just go to theparacast.plus. Once again, it's called After the Paracast. Go to theparacast.plus to find out how to sign up quickly. We'll have more with Ronald, Mark, Gene, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So I gather when we're talking about the hitchhiker effect, which we've heard mentioned a number of times in the UFO field, where you see a object or something strange in the sky and something comes home with you, that's a different poltergeist than the one we've used to talk about then.
So I think it's good to separate poltergeist from hitchhiker effect. That's pretty much being done now, regularly now. that they're two different kinds of phenomena, but somewhat related.
Somewhat related in what? In the symptom, in the effect, rather than the cause?
They're unusual.
Tell me about it. I've never had any of these things happen to me, and hopefully I won't tonight wake up and have the TV being moved to the other part of the room. They make TVs lighter now, of course. You know, TVs used to be, a couple hundred pounds, and now they're just, 30, 40 pounds for 55-inch TV set. So I could see it being moved very easily.
Well, talking to us could, have this impact on you, let me tell you.
Well, I will look out for that. And after the show ends, I will talk to my wife and see if she has encountered anything. Now, we've been lucky that maybe because we don't live in very old places. But then that's the other theory, too. You live in an old house, it's going to have more paranormal phenomena than a new house. And where we are now, it's an apartment complex, and the place is probably 30, 35 years old. So maybe we're about ready for things to start, right?
So one of our investigations was the Owl Moon Lab in Oregon. And it originated around a shed that was built like 4 months ago. So it doesn't have to be old. All sorts of crazy stuff was happening in that shed.
What's going on in that location?
It's gone now, but there was a guy who wanted to be closer to his grandchildren, which is sometimes a mistake. Moved to a small place out in the countryside, and he'd like to have a big metal shed to put his equipment in because he was an ex-contractor. And all sorts of crazies. And there's a whole book out there on Owl Moon Lab. And if you look at the Bigfoot in Connection Revealed movie that we did, which is on YouTube or Tubi and Pluto and Amazon Prime, you'll see the story of it. And so it was a brand new house, brand new shed. And it was one of the most paranormal hotspots for a while that I ever encountered. And it's well written up in a book, too, as well. So old doesn't necessarily, and they got ghosts still. They got voices, little handprints from somebody that occupied the house for a brief period of time who died, committed suicide. So a lot of crap was going on in this one place that was relatively new. It doesn't have to be old, although old gives it good texture, I think.
Well, do there have to be conditions within a structure for things like that to happen?
I don't know. I think we have to investigate these things. And maybe people know, but I don't know.
Was there Bigfoot activity in the area as well?
Absolutely.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Prints, handprints, knee prints, vocalizations, UAPs. And the strangest thing was in this shed, when you put recording devices on, it sounded like people are going crazy, banging things around, creeping and cracking, and you go in there, nothing was touched. And we put our paranormal investigator, and I went in there, nothing happened. Well, he went in there, and we could communicate with him, and he had his camera rolling at the same time. A lot of stuff started happening, and he said, it's over there. But there was nothing to see. We could hear it. We could hear it out, because we had a speaker outside and a recording device inside. We could hear it outside. We could hear it on his camera. Could see nothing. And that would go on night after night for no reason at all that anybody could figure out. We talk about that in our book, too. It's another one of the things that we, group into categories of paranormal phenomena. That's kind of the point of the book, something simple that says these things show up multiple times in multiple places.
Well, you have a chapter on paranormal hotspot locations. And, of course, we've mentioned the Bradshaw Ranch. And quite interestingly, Craig Campobasso, a guest on the show a few weeks ago, wrote a book about paranormal hotspots around the country, pretty much. Some I kind of dispute whether they were paranormal hotspots or not. But other than Bradshaw Ranch and perhaps the Skinwalker Ranch, where else can we go to see weird stuff?
Well, like I said, the Lee Hempel's property next to Bray Road, if you can you can contact him and he might let you come out there and do an investigation. He said most people don't last very long.
Would you tell me why they don't last very long?
Things occur that freak them out, I guess.
Okay.
We went to Broadcap Crystal Mine, which is in Arkansas, southern Arkansas. And they have all sorts of crazy things going on there, including levitating rocks, which we witnessed. And they're open to, going out there and having you run around. And they have evidence of Bigfoot. And, of course, it was triggered by some weird UAP phenomena that magnetized every bit of metal, iron metal, in the place that they called the origin spot. We talk about that in the book. So there's a couple that are available for visitors. And, the people say Sedona itself is a big paranormal hotspot with, night watching for UAPs and the vortexes and all that sort of stuff. And then there's the mystery spot in Montana, which is up there by the big park, and it's functional. They got vortexes there and a lot of orbs people spot and strange photographs. And they're open, when the weather's decent in the summer. These are ones that I encountered myself, so I can verify there's some strange things going on there.
Can you tell us more about the strange things you encountered?
Where?
Just the place you mentioned.
Which spot would you like to hear about?
The one that you were just talking about.
Montana Vortex.
The Montana Vortex?
Montana Vortex, yes.
The strangest thing that happened there for us was there's the House of Mystery. You go inside this place and it seems to defy gravity because you're leaning over in an odd way. And it seems like what's level isn't level. And I'm not sure what the explanation for that is, but in the House of Mystery itself, Joe Hauser, who runs the thing, has said that he's had regular contact with some Bigfoot that shows up there, and he's got a pretty good thermal of what looks like a Bigfoot shape.
Before we get into more details of that, we will continue here with Ron and Mark and Gene and Tim. Means you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
A Michigan pediatric hospital is reporting that it is completely full due to a surge of cases of respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV. Hospital officials said that they are worried that this surge, coupled with an earlier flu season and a potential new COVID-19 wave, could put more stress on the healthcare system. Just the latest example of some hospitals across the country reporting that they have reached capacity due to a high number of RSV cases. New Mexico residents have voted in favor of a ballot measure that increases funding for early childhood education. The advocacy group New Mexico Voices for Children estimates that this will amount to about $150 million. This is USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So what I'm seeing here is mysterious spots around the U.S. Have you guys looked overseas for portal or window areas?
I have not. I haven't been interested in this way. You know, it's a pretty recent situation for me. Like I said, I think when I did, it was 2016, when I did the Chasing Bigfoot, that got me interested in trying to figure out if I could take the laboratory into the field and look for these hot spots and see if I could actually record something, because I had no idea if it was going to work. And amazingly, it worked. Every place we went, we got stuff.
Have you ever gone to a place where it didn't work?
I've been pretty careful in the sense that I've, did preliminary activities. Like, if I would talk to these people and say, well, give me some evidence you got something going on in the form of a video or an audio or, you know, a photograph or something that would indicate that we've been at this for a while, and that was promising. So it was probably because maybe it has to do with the fact that these people in some way play a major role in this stuff happening as well. Maybe they got a bit of the hitchhiker effect going, and they kind of fire up the place.
What about cases? Have you looked into any cases where people have claimed continuous contact with a Bigfoot on their property to the point where they're actually having telepathic communications. I'm thinking about a case, and you may not be familiar with it, with a woman in Kentucky who, it started out with she'd see these things, then she would start, leaving food out, and then they would gift back. And then soon she was claimed to have telepathic communications with these things.
Have I encountered people that told me these stories?
Yes.
Is that your question?
Yes.
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know exactly what to do with them. But those would not be situations that would draw me to do an investigation in terms of my filming.
Mm-hmm.
When I was talking to Colonel Alexander about this, and we talked a little bit about these extended periods of constant interaction with Bigfoot or other angelic beings or something, I said, well, in terms of the military, what's their point of view on that? And as well as the downloads of technology and so on, people that claim that. He said, you got to make sure that there's something that's actionable in terms of what they say they're encountering. And that's sort of the test that I should use if that's worthwhile for me to investigate. I don't want to put these people down, but when I ask them what's actionable, they rarely have anything to say about that. But it doesn't mean their experiences aren't real. It's just not. It's not what draws me to them.
Mm-hmm. Well, you think that if you're possibly dealing, with creatures, no matter where they came from, that, they probably have some kind of intelligence to them. There are people who reported that, who report that kind of all across the board, an animalistic intelligence to right up there to what appears to be an almost human, like, intelligence. I mean, in the cases that you have investigated, have you seen this as well?
Well, the things we were able to record indicate a kind of intelligence for sure. They're not random events in the sense that it's just out of the blue. There's kind of precognitive intelligence behind them, is the way I'd put it. And some people have said they have kind of a trickster capability to them, that they're playing with us. But more than likely, these things are designed, in my opinion, and I have no way of verifying this, to kind of spoon-feed us a little bit of information, like they're helping us progress in some way. But, if you give us too much at once, like I said, if in fact what we saw was some manifestation of the dog man, and it was 7 feet tall and all of a sudden showed up, I mean, I wouldn't have been able to handle that. But the fact that it was about the size of, a medium-sized dog was tolerable.
Well, and, there has been instances where people have seen. And I'm thinking about person that Paulino told me this story, was out working on their car and heard a hiss and looked out from under the car, and there was a black cat in his driveway. Well, he said that as he watched this cat, it proceeded to grow in front of his eyes to about the size of a Black Panther. And then it turned and ran away. But when he first saw it, it looked like a regular house cat.
I like that. That's cool. I have no problem with that.
Mm-hmm. So, from what you're saying, with your dogman experience with, just the eyes and then, like the vague outline of a creature, people have also seen Bigfoot types of cryptids that don't appear to be completely formed, so to speak. Are these similar situations, possibly, that you experience with dog men.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the creatures we caught on the trail cam, going back to when we, what we call opening our portal, they were never quite there, in a way. Like when we take a single frame, video frame, you would see that, for example, the missing part of the body was not, the middle of the body would be gone, but the rear end and the head were there. So they have a kind of, at least the ones we captured, were not total there and solid, if that's what you mean.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I was just going to say, I mean, you know, also very similar to a lot of ghostly phenomena where people will see, say, like maybe a head and a torso, but no legs.
Yeah, that sort of thing. So that goes along with the idea that these things are some sort of projection. They don't really have substance here in the way that we normally take substance. You know, they don't have agency in their... themselves. They're the avatar or the puppet, and they're projected. I'm just using hypothetical language here, and therefore they're not real in the sense of, you know, tree.
Well, do you think some agency or something is projecting images like that? And if so, does that mean they're not real in the sense that you can touch them?
Are you referring to what's behind the puppet masters or the puppet?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, there's plenty of examples of people who have, you know, felt like something touched them in some way. You know, this is particularly common in ghost busting, you know, stuff, that there's some sort of physical manifestation like that.
We've got this, and then we'll get back with Ronald and Mark. With Gene and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Jennifer Stein, executive producer of The Disclosure Dialogues. You're listening to The Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Weird stuff indeed. Let's talk about your films briefly here. Do I see pictures of any of this in your films?
Yes. So, our initial investigations took place in this first movie we did called The Bigfoot and Connection Reveal. Like I said, that's on pretty much any streaming platform. Just bring up the title and it'll give you choices to choose from depending upon what you subscribe to and so on. And then we have a series that just came up called The Paranormal Highway, where we went to 5 paranormal hotspots and did our investigation, including the one where we see the Beast of Bray Road, maybe. I have a thing called The Paranormal Mind, which again is on multiple streaming platforms. It's a feature-length film. That's kind of my overview of all these phenomena, and kind of saying they're all, and the argument is that they're all kind of sourced from one thing. And then Alien Contact in the Rockies tells the story of our opening up the portal on our land. That's another feature-length movie that's available on streaming platform or on DVDs.
I'm looking at them here on Amazon Prime.
Some of them are on Amazon Prime. Some are exclusively on YouTube, or maybe not. None of them are. But usually they end up on YouTube. There's a kind of sequence of releasing these things, and there's a strategy for getting the most amount of money for the distributor out of these things. And it often starts where you have to pay to rent or own it, you know, on a digital form, because that's where the most money is. And then you get to the advertiser-supported platforms, and those aren't quite as lucrative for the producers or the distributors. The book, of course, is available. You know, you can go to Amazon and look up The Bigfoot Alien Connection Revisited. And you can look at our latest science fiction book called The Aliens 2035, The End of Technology, which is another approach to looking at this connection from the standpoint of what might be some ways that aliens are interacting with us in a way that makes it difficult for us to directly communicate with them. It's kind of our hit on that issue that was, you know, handled in Arrival, that movie. It was quite cool.
That's an interesting movie, not just because the aliens are presented in such a fascinating way, but the way they communicate through time. And I thought the concept I enjoyed, but I have a feeling that a lot of people who may have seen that movie didn't get it.
Yeah, I watched it a second time. It took me a while to actually see what what the time shifting was. So there is actually a lot of precognitive stuff going on in that movie.
It's like the aliens control time.
Or at least have a different way of, you know, relating to time. In a kind of a natural, this is just the way we are. And I guess the promise was you humans could be that way too if you just behave yourself and don't blow yourself up.
Well, and the aliens know that we won't, because that's why they were there on Earth, establishing a relationship, because they knew that sometime in the future, Earth people will have some kind of positive effect on their survival.
Yeah, that's an interesting, you know, way of, just interesting to look at it that way, yeah.
Yeah, it's a fantastic movie. I wanted to ask you really quick. I have a background video production. What kind of equipment, camera equipment, and stuff do you use for your films?
Well, when we're in the field, we use light 4K Sony cameras that are pretty small, so we can run around pretty easily. We're still on Final Cut. You know, we like the new Final Cut for doing all our post.
I know that when Apple released this newer rendition of Final Cut some years back, they unfortunately cut out features and some filmmakers freaked and stopped using it. Now, of course, I guess all those features and more have been added.
Yeah.
But the nice thing about Final Cut is you buy it for $3.99, then you have those two add-ons, motion and compressor, and they have been updated regularly every year, and they're not asking you for more money.
You know, Apple's theory was always, you know, we'll give you this, you buy our machines and we'll give you the software, where the earlier, like Avid was, you know, you had to buy those machines were really expensive, they ran the software. I mean, amazingly expensive early on. Yeah, so Apple, yeah, basically, Final Cut 7, we stuck with that for a long time because we liked it. We got so much content on, you know, that was on hard drives relating to it, and then maybe it was like 4 or 5 years ago now they decided to get back into the Hollywood production business, and then we jumped with it. Been following them ever since. We can still bring in all our old Final Cut 7 projects in with no trouble.
Originally, you couldn't bring in the projects, if I recall correctly.
I never remember that being the case.
Okay, this was very early on.
Yeah,
of course, they fixed that after a while because that obviously got to be a pretty screwy decision they made. Also a screwy decision that you come up with a brand new version of the software and you don't keep all the features from the original version. However you've changed it, keep the features. In their case, well, here's something with most of the features, and if you stick with us, we'll add them back in others. So I don't know about why Apple did that. Have you tried to use smartphones to take pictures? Because all the top-line ones like iPhones and Samsung and Google Pixels can all do 4K.
On a couple occasions. So like when we were doing our investigation of Tom Powell's property in Oregon, you know, he was very reluctant to talk about his transformational experience, at least his paranormal one. He was a regular Russian blood guy for a long time. And all of a sudden, we were walking around and we're at this spot and he just started telling a story of his encounter. And it was like, I didn't have my camera, we're just walking. He was telling Alan, and I said, wait a minute, Tom. And I pulled out my cell phone and videoed him with the cell phone, integrated it with no problem. That's the one time I remember actually having to use my cell phone to capture something that was really important at the moment.
We're going to be ending this segment very shortly, then they'll be back for the After the Paracast podcast, where we'll get into more stuff. I'm going to ask them also about their sci-fi novels, where they go from here. Now, in terms of your production, very quickly here before we end this segment, can you tell me what's coming up?
I mean, in general?
In terms of filmmaking and books about the paranormal.
I got a new series coming out on serial killers, my third series on serial killers. We just did a series on the genius of African-American music. We were going to do one on the genius of African-American dance. So I'm very eclectic in the stuff I produce. I've done feature films, did Discovery's first feature film, done a horror film, done a Christmas special. And I've done tons of educational stuff, for which Mark has helped me a lot with. Most of those.
Busy, busy, busy. Now let me ask you here. If we want to get a hold of you, our listeners want to see what you do, where do they go? A website or something?
You know, I'm pretty bad at that. I have a Facebook page. It's called Bigfoot Chronicles. It's Mark and I's Facebook page, and you know, I'll put up a link to the things that I'm doing in this domain.
Hey, you can find us on Twitter if you look for the PowerCast. Of course, now that Elon Musk owns Twitter, I don't know how long that's going to last. We're also on Facebook. You can get branded merchandise for PowerCast listeners with exclusive logos at theparacast.shop, theparacast.shop. Also, please check out the PowerCast Plus at theparacast.plus. We offer the exclusive After the PowerCast podcast, always uncensored, and the PowerCast itself, free of the network ads, with higher quality audio. Subscription prices are low, and we've got more coming. If you use the coupon code UFO20, UFO20, we'll give you a 20% discount on 5-year and lifetime subscriptions to the PowerCast.plus. Ronald Meyer, Mark Reeder, thank you for joining us on the PowerCast.
Hey, man, it's been great. This is Ron.
It's been great. This is Mark. Thank you very much for having us on.
The PowerCast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the PowerCast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.